What is up, everyone? Welcome back to the Giants Nation podcast. I'm your host, Justin Roman. And guys, I hope you all are having a wonderful Tuesday morning. The conference championship games are almost here. We're 6 days away from the AFC and NFC championship games. We got two really good matchups. We're going to be having the Chiefs playing the Bengals, huge rematch right there. And we're going to be having the 49ers play the Philadelphia Bringles, Shingles, Eagles, whatever. Niners, do me another favor, beat the Eagles. Thank you. And please and thank you. But today we're going to be talking more Giants football as this crazy season has ended. Obviously, it ended. The season ended in a way none of us Giants fans wanted to. But we made the playoffs. We won a playoff game. We had a very good season, and we're now moving on to the off season. Guys, obviously you guys heard me talk about, I was giving out all my questions that I need answered. I gave out five big New York Giants questions that Joe Shane, obviously he's going to have to answer sooner rather than later. I'm very interested, and I'm pretty sure the entire NFL world is going to react on how much money Daniel Jones is going to get paid, and hopefully they can keep Saquon Barkley. I don't want Saquon Barkley going into free agency, because this guy's a stud. Obviously we need receivers. And guys, let's not forget, looking at this roster going into last offseason, Joe Shane didn't bring any of these guys in. We shouldn't be surprised if Joe Shane ends up clearing half of the roster and starts, bringing in the guys in his favor. Either that's in free agency or in the draft. But guys, I came on here today to talk about the biggest need, which is wide receiver. Most of you guys were really trying to get to know what is going on with Joe Shane and these receivers. Obviously, we had a chance to get a number one receiver, in the trade deadline, but Joe Shane didn't make any moves. And obviously, it's very understandable because the Giants were supposed to be in a rebuild year, and I don't think any general manager is going to get rid of any of his draft picks, for a number one receiver, because you're trying to build the team up, and you're trying to get as many draft picks as you can. A lot of teams are going to want more than less, because receivers now, there's so much talent at the wide receiver position that teams are going to be asking so much more out of your trade. So what I mean by that, Joe Shane was probably going to end up giving away most of his picks and maybe a player, maybe Saquon Barkley at least, and I didn't want that to happen. So hey, it didn't work. Hey, we didn't get a receiver, but we still made the playoffs. I'm very excited though, because there's gonna be a lot of good free agents at the wide receiver position. And you guys know how much I want T. Higgins. I'm hoping we can get T. Higgins because there's gonna be a lot of teams that are going to be wanting T. Higgins. This kid is a baller. He's still very young, and this kid is literally about to once again make his second straight Super Bowl run. And I hope he wins it. I'm a big fan of his. Even though I'm not a Clemson fan, and that's where T. Higgins played at, I'm a Buckeye fan. But I respect Clemson. But, you know, I would love to see T. Higgins in the Giants uniform. You know, I could see him getting, I could see this guy getting paid, you know, because when I look at T. Higgins, you got to compare T. Higgins to, you know, the top talents at the wide receiver position. You got to compare him to guys like Devontae Adams, Mike Evans, you know, Michael Thomas. I could see him getting I could see his contract being very similar to those receivers, you know, like a 4, 5, 6 year deal worth somewhere over, you know, $120-130 million, you know, even more than that, you know. I like this kid. He's tall. He's 6'4", 6'5", you know, 130-140, you know. Long arms, great route runner. He can catch the ball. You know, I would love to see Joe Shane go after him and give, you know, pay him, because he would be a huge boost for the Giants at the wide receiver position. You know, and you know, let's see what the Giants do with Darius Slayton. You know, I'm hoping we could keep him. I thought, even though Darius Slayton, he didn't show up in the postseason, overall, he showed up. You know, this guy, he was the leading receiver for the Giants. You know, and I thought Darius Slayton showed up, and I thought he has proved that he's, I think he has proved everyone wrong on why he should be a New York Giant. I mean, did anyone see what he did against the Dallas Cowboys? That was probably the play of the year for Giants fans, where Daniel Jones just lobbed it up and Darius Slayton mossed two Cowboys defenders. It wasn't a touchdown, but it was a big first down. You know, plays like that, I think he's shown that he's worthy to be a Giant, wide receiver for this supermarket. You know, and it's hard to play in New York. You know, but that's why I came on my podcast, so I could talk about the wide receiver position. And I'm also going to talk about how Joe Shane, how he's going to plan to address the Giants' glaring need at this position. You know, the last time the Giants entered an offseason, like I said, determined to add a top receiver, that feeling of urgency blew up in, you know, in their face. Joe Shane operated his first year under the weight of the previous regime's mistakes of signing Kenny Galladay and drafting Kadarius Toney in 2021. So, excuse him for not jumping at the prospect of going all in for another number one receiver. You know, Joe Shane was saying a number one wide receiver can be important, but there are some number one wide receivers that are home right now. A number one receiver doesn't guarantee you anything, and he's right. You know, look at. Of the 14 wide receivers who had more than 1,100 yards this season, 5 of them were on teams that did not even reach the playoffs. 7 of the 9 playoff participant receivers are on teams already eliminated. Only the Eagles duo of A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith remain alive, though the 49ers' Debo Samuel and Bengals' Ja'Marr Chase are both bona fide number one receivers who missed time with injuries this season. You know, Joe Shane was also saying, there are multiple positions we want to upgrade throughout the offseason, which I agreed as well. You know, Joe Shane, I'm hearing that he'd love to have a number one receiver, but, you know, he was also saying we have to place value on everything we do. And, you know, it makes sense. That's something, you know, Joe Shane was saying that's something they'll look to do. You know, look at an underwhelming free agent. Market is led by Nelson Agholor, DJ Chark, Juju Smith-Schuster, and Jacoby Myers. The variable is former Giants draft pick Odell Beckham Jr., who met with Joe Shane at the Giants facility in December, but missed multiple teams into thinking he was further ahead of his rehab from his second torn ACL in as many years than was true. Odell Beckham is available to sign at any time before other free agents in March, you know, which I'm very interested in who's going to want to sign Odell. You know, Joe Shane said of meeting with Odell Beckham, he was saying dinner was good. We're going to consider every position, who's available, who are the players we can potentially sign, and we'll devise the plan from there. So look it. From what I'm hearing, with everything that Joe Shane is saying, with Kadarius Toney being traded to the Chiefs and the soon-to-be-released Kenny Galladay, who, you know, I'm pretty sure the Giants are going to get $6.7 million salary cap savings, $14.7 million dead cap. Glued to the bench other than a handful of snaps per game, the Giants finished the season with top three of Darius Slayton, Isaiah Hodgins, and Richie James. But Slayton and James are unrestricted free agents, and Hodgins, who scored 5 touchdowns in the final 7 games, is an exclusive rights free agent who can be re-signed to a 1-year minimum deal without negotiating with other teams. 2 receivers who finished the season with torn ACLs also could be in the plans. Sterling Shepard, who has missed 34 games due to injury in the past 4 years, is a free agent who took a pay cut coming off a torn Achilles last season. When his season ended in week 3, he remained around the team as a hype man. You know, Joe Shane was saying, I love Shep, juice guy all the time, one of my favorites here. We'll continue to monitor his rehab. He's been a tremendous resource around here for us. We'll continue to communicate with the training staff on where he is in his rehab and when he'll be healthy enough to play. That's something we have may or may not entertain. Obviously, rookie wide receiver Wando Robinson, who said the goal told to him is to be ready for week 1 of the 2023 season. You know, obviously he underwent his ACL repair last month, and that included some meniscus cleaning up, according to what he was saying. Joe Shane was saying Wando was really coming along. He would have been a big-time contributor, especially down the stretch, if he had stayed healthy. So, you know, everyone is already going at Joe Shane about the wide receiver position, and I'm pretty sure he's going to address it sooner rather than later. Now, obviously, you know, free agent doesn't start until March, you know, which I'm very excited. You know, I don't know. Now, you never know. Maybe Joe... I don't think Joe Shane, because, you know, you got, like, nowadays, you guys have to remember, nowadays, in today's game, you have to be very smart with what you do with all your cap money, and you can't spend it all at once, because, like I said before, there's a lot of other pieces that Joe Shane needs to fill out. You know, you got the offensive line still has a lot of fixing to do. Like I mentioned, the wide receiver position, you know, the linebacking core needs to be fixed. This, you know, the secondary needs to be fixed. There's a lot of other pieces that needs to be fixed. The interior defensive line needs to be fixed as well. You know, so I'm very interested in seeing what Joe Shane's going to do with all those pieces. And plus that, what are you going to do with Saquon Barkley and Daniel Jones? You know, most of you guys have been mentioning that, oh, Justin, I'm sorry to tell you this, but the Giants might not have no choice but to get rid of Saquon Barkley and keep Daniel Jones, which is very understandable, because I totally get where you guys are coming from, because we are in a quarterbacks league. We're not in those days anymore. And I think I talked about this yesterday. We're not in those days anymore where running backs took over. Like, when you look at running backs like Barry Sanders, Emmitt Smith, you know, Walter Payton, you know, the great running backs, you know, the NFL, we're not in those days anymore, which sucks. You know, but we're in the quarterbacks league now, and it's not easy to find another quarterback in this league. But it is, well, most of you guys are saying it's easy to find a running back, you know. Which is hard, because I don't want Saquon to go, because Saquon Barkley makes this offense go, you know, and I don't think any other team's going to be wanting him, you know, because like I said, Saquon's not going to be, well, according to what Saquon Barkley's saying, he doesn't want to reset the market, but at the same time, he says that his contract it's not going to be cheap. So I don't know how much money he's considering. You know, I don't know if he's considering Christian McCaffrey type money. I don't know. You know, but he says that he doesn't want to reset the market, but his contract, his money, his contract, you know, his contract, considering how much he gets paid, it's not going to be as how much he's going to get paid. You know, so I don't know what they're going to do. So, so I don't know, but there's a lot of things that are going through my head right now. But let's see what happens. It's tough. This is a mystery. This is a big mystery, and I can't deal with it. But it comes. This is the first thing that's coming to my head, because we are in an offensive league now, and I don't know where I don't know what's gonna happen. Joe Shane and Dan. I hope Joe Shane can figure something out. You know, but like I said, I'm gonna mention this scenario that I always mentioned before. I want everyone to get paid. I want everyone to get their money. You know, but at the same time, I feel like in order to keep Saquon Barkley, there's gonna be some point where Joe Shane, hopefully Joe Shane and Daniel Jones can agree to a franchise tag deal, and then they can give Saquon what he wants, you know, which I think Saquon's contract is gonna be very, you know, relatable to Derrick Henry's contract, a 4 or 5 year deal, somewhere around the 90 millions, you know, which that would reset the market of all running backs, because Christian McCaffrey got paid $16 million, you know, so I don't know what's going to happen. But this is going to be crazy. This is going to be crazy. Let's see what happens. Let's see. I'm pretty sure the entire world is going to react. You know, I don't know what's going to happen. If the Giants let Saquon Barkley walk out, I'm pretty sure a lot of people are not going to overreact, because, I mean, a lot of people say that, oh, it's easy to find a running back in this league. It's not easy to find a quarterback, though. You know, so maybe those are hints that are leading up to the scenario. Maybe the Giants are going to end up paying Daniel Jones and not Saquon Barkley. I don't know. I hope that's not the scenario. Let me know how you guys feel about that. But yeah. But yeah, that's all I have to say for that. I hope you all enjoyed this crazy podcast. I just started so early in the morning. And yeah. That's all I have for you today. I hope you guys enjoyed this one. Let me know how do you guys feel about this whole crazy situation. And yeah. I'll keep you guys updated. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoy your Tuesday morning, and I'll see you guys tomorrow. But until then, I'm out. Peace.